Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Nicole Forsythe, President and CEO of Red Rover. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good.
What part of the country are you in right now?
I am working remotely from the East Coast. Gotta love this working from home stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I love right on your website, bringing animals and their people from crisis to care, helping animals, protecting and strengthening the bond between people and animals through emergency sheltering, disaster relief services, financial assistance, and education. Just a few reasons we love working with Red Rover, Nicole. And you guys are a national charity based right here in Sacramento, so that's why I always ask, where are you? You know, but you're national, you're based right here in Sacramento. But if someone's not familiar with Red Rover, tell us all about it.
Yeah, so a lot of times people call us the Red Cross for animals. So we're really there in times of crisis where people and animals are facing a situation. It could be a natural disaster. It could be domestic abuse. Anytime where that bond between people and pets are at risk, and we try to keep people together because, as we all know, pets are family.
Right. And I love the fact that you've started doing this a few years ago, too, because in a domestic violence situation, a lot of times two-legged and four-legged children, talking about the pets, get put in the middle. And if you're moving to a domestic violence shelter, you got to choose whether you're going to bring your animals or not. So you guys have taken that out of the equation, and you get to bring your animals.
That's right. That's right. And it's so important, especially in domestic violence, because we know the pets are kind of used for power and control in that relationship. So.
Right.
Super important that they leave at the same time.
Absolutely. And speaking of animals, the big dog is coming up this Thursday, May 5th. Yeah, that's the big day of giving. What's Red Rover have up your sleeves for the big day of giving, Nicole?
Well, we're really going to celebrate this year our 35th anniversary of helping animals in crisis.
Wow.
So we brought back some of our favorite stories that really have resonated with people. For example, this veteran named Michael and his dog Bane, who he ended up adopting to help him with his PTSD, and then his dog got a veterinary emergency that we helped with. So seeing those two, Michael and Bane, stay together and the gratitude that they felt really, it's just that kind of story is exactly what we're all about at Red Rover.
Yeah.
So we're going to be highlighting stories like that, and we're going to set a goal of raising $25,000 in a 24-hour period. So that's going to be great for people to join us and participate through the Big Day of Giving website. And we're also going to have a party. So hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, everything's staying fairly, you know, consistent with the pandemic numbers. But if all goes as we hope, we're going to have an in-person celebration at Stackyard Brewery, which is outside. And it's going to be on Thursday, May 19th, starting at 4:30. And people can come. Meet the staff, meet our volunteers and our donors, and just enjoy some great beer. And a dollar of every pint sold goes to Red Rover. So can't go wrong with that event.
Drink beer for the pooches, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. That's great. And, you know, here we are on the air Sunday, May the 1st, and the Big Day of Giving website is already open. So if somebody's just, you know, listening right now, they just can't wait. You can go to the Big Day of Giving website and make a donation right now. You just mentioned this too, the big event, a milestone. 2022 is Red Rover's 35th anniversary. We're going to have a big old party out at the Sackyard Community Tap House on Thursday, May 19th. What else do you have up your sleeve for the anniversary, Nicole?
We are also selling some special 35th anniversary t-shirts and mugs, which are available for sale on our website. So if people go to redrover.org and then click on the top bar that says Ways to Give, and there's this Ways to Give page, and in that has our ways to shop our partners, and that link takes you to our t-shirt and mugs that are for sale. So kind of fun. We don't normally have swag, so if people were ever looking for Red Rover swag, now's the time to get it.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm logging on right now. What other events do you have that we should know about, Nicole?
Well, one of the things that's nice about Big Day of Giving is it introduces maybe some new donors, new supporters to our organization. So if they can't come to the May 19th event after joining us at Big Day of Giving and becoming a member, we also have a Zoom series so people can join us in virtual meetings to learn more about our programs, ask questions. We also are going to be, you know, continuing our online training for volunteers. So if people have been looking for an opportunity to get out there, volunteer, help animals, meet like-minded people, Red Rover responders, volunteer opportunities are really just a great way to kind of do two things at once. You know, maybe you're getting a little isolated socially by working from home, and becoming a volunteer gives you a chance to really get out there, be with people in person while helping animals at the same time. So people can learn about the online training at redrover.org. It's a free online training, and then you can get deployed when there's fires or natural disasters or other kinds of crisis situations that are impacting animals. That's another great way to get involved and participate in helping Red Rover.
Yeah, you know, hanging out with people is nice, but being able to hang out with the animals, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's my take.
It's very rewarding. It's a very rewarding volunteer opportunity because we, you know, we're growing as an organization, but we're still relatively small. And so we depend on our volunteers. Like, we really couldn't do our temporary emergency sheltering without the help of the volunteers. So it's a very meaningful volunteer role. And yeah, hanging out with animals, helping take care of them, and hanging out with people that love animals, it's a pretty good combination.
No question about it. And when you do good work like you do, word gets out. Red Rover was just awarded a $91,000 grant. Tell me all about that, Nicole.
Yeah, so part of what we've been doing with the domestic violence and pets area is really helping to educate domestic violence shelters and advocates about how important it is for survivors to leave with their pets. And so now we've expanded that outreach and that education to veterinarians. Since we know a lot of veterinarians may be the ones to interact with survivors and pets, they might see signs of abuse,
right,
both physical and emotional abuse in the pets and the people. So doing some outreach to them, helping them connect to domestic violence shelters in their community, making sure they have the resources so they know how to help their clients, is really important. So we got this big grant from the Adtalem Global Education Foundation, and we're going to be working with the Ross School of Veterinary Medicine to help develop a new training pilot program and also additional resources on the website that we do collaboratively with another nonprofit called Greater Good Charities. And that project is called Don't Forget the Pets. And it is a website full of resources for domestic violence shelters, animal shelters, veterinarians, you know, really anyone who is interested in getting more involved in helping domestic violence survivors and their pets escape their abusers. So pretty good, good way to grow our program and get more awareness out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'll touch on it again, too. I just love the fact that you guys are able to help not just the domestic violence victims, but you allow them to bring their pets along with them to the shelter. That is so huge.
Yes. And unfortunately, even though we've been making huge strides in this area, it's still only 15% of domestic violence shelters allow pets on site.
Okay.
They many of them have programs to sort of house them off site. But as you can imagine, having the ability to stay with your pet and have the relationship with your pet is another a way to sort of heal from your trauma, it's really important that many of them are able to stay with their pets. So we continue to work with domestic violence shelters to help remove the barriers so they can have them on site.
I also understand you've reached a significant milestone in the Safe Housing Grant Program. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so since we started this in 2012, where we were helping domestic violence shelters create on-site programs and giving them the funding to do so, and since we have started this, we've now given $2 million out in grant funding. So that's pretty amazing. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah, and you know, if someone's in a domestic violence situation, I can understand them being a little nervous if there's animals around, because that may have been part of their situation before they left the violent situation. But it's so great that you guys are working, getting that handled all across the country. I know that some people are going to need to be separated from the animals, and I'm sure that's part of the program, right?
Yeah, I mean, what we've discovered from talking to, tons of different domestic violence advocates and the survivors and the shelter staff and animal shelter staff, flexibility is the key. And so giving domestic violence shelters all of the tools they need, resources they need, and then helping them bridge connections to others in their community so that regardless of what the situation is, they can help that survivor. So maybe it's housing on site, maybe it's housing at a boarding facility, maybe it's at a veterinary clinic, maybe it's at an animal shelter. They may have horses, you know, which obviously a domestic violence shelter can't house a horse in most instances.
Right.
And so they might need a foster program. You know, they might need to be able to identify places where large farm animals could be housed in the event that an abuser is threatening to not feed the horses.
Right.
Lots of different unique situations, and we just want to make sure that we're there to provide whatever support they need to develop the programs that's going to work for their community.
What about my pet rhinoceros? You have room for him?
That might be considered an illegal exotic pet. I'm not sure about that, but I'm guessing.
Right.
In California, yeah. No rhinos allowed.
Oh, darn it. All right. Well, you know, the ultimate bottom line is when you're being forced out of your home and you're in a shelter, you got to be able to take the kids with you. And those are the two-legged and the four-legged kids, right?
That's right. And to mention kids, it's also sometimes really important for those kids to have the continuity of their relationships with their pets.
Right.
Because it's, you know, it's a very tumultuous time to be taken from your home or to be removed from your home or to leave your home. And having some of those vital relationships that you can turn to when you're feeling sad and trying to heal from this trauma, it can be life-saving having your pets around.
One of my favorite sayings, animals make all the bad things go away.
That's true. And there's a lot of scientific research as to why that's the case. The oxytocin that we get, hormone that we get from interacting with pets that we are bonded to,
mm-hmm.
Is sometimes more powerful than the bond we have with people. So especially if someone's going through, you know, an abusive relationship or a relationship where that bond has been damaged, turning to pets and having the unconditional love and the bond with a pet can really help people through the trauma of the not so great bond.
I'm just smiling here just because I'm picturing my dog looking at me, wagging his tail, and yeah, there's nothing quite like it. Just makes your day, right?
It's true. Very true.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest is Nicole Forsythe from Red Rover. Pints and Paws, Red Rover's 35th anniversary benefit, will be at Sack Yard Community Tap House Thursday, May 19th. You can find details online at redrover.org and on your social media. And don't forget to take care of Red Rover on the big day of giving coming up this Thursday. Nicole, what's the latest on the Purple Leash Project partnership with Purina?
Yeah, so we are in year four of this incredible partnership, and this is also, you know, about the domestic violence and pets issue. Purina has really helped increase awareness about how important it is that pets leave the abusive situation with their people. Our goal is by 2025, we're going to see 25% of domestic violence shelters accepting pets on site.
Nice.
As I mentioned earlier, it's only 15% now, so we've got a big jump to go from 15 to 25%. Translates into basically needing to get 45 domestic violence shelters a year to do this. So it's a pretty hefty task. And if anyone knows domestic violence shelters that currently aren't pet friendly, send them to our website, redrover.org, so they can learn about how to do this. We are there to help them every step of the way. And Purina has really been incredible, not only raising awareness, but also supporting, helping fund some of these domestic violence shelter Purple Leash Project grants. And a lot of the Purina brands, like Cat Chow, Friskies, Tidy Cats, they have been supporting Purple Leash Project through in-store merchandising. And there's even QR codes this year where someone can just immediately scan the QR code and make a donation right from the package. So that's pretty exciting. May is National Pet Month, so it's a great time to, if you happen to be walking down the pet food aisles, you might see a lot of purple on the Purina brands, and that's the Purple Leash Project.
QR code, you can make a donation right there in the store aisle, right?
That's right. Yep, and monthly donors, new monthly donors can get a purple leash, an actual physical purple leash that has the Purple Leash brand on it. So a nice symbol of the connection between people and pets and how important it is to just keep them together.
I've got my purple leash. Very proud of it.
They're nice leashes, I have to say.
They really are. Absolutely. Yeah. Red Rover responders, you guys are back on the road. What can you tell us about your recent deployments, Nicole?
We have been really busy. In January, we were in Oklahoma renovating a domestic violence shelter. So in addition to helping with the grants, we also will send our volunteers to actually physically help them create pet-friendly spaces. So that's a unique opportunity to volunteer.
Great.
We were also in Texas. We were helping the Humane Society of the United States take care of some dogs that were neglected and basically a criminal seizure case. And, you know, our volunteers are amazing at giving these rescue dogs special tender loving care, and they needed to get some vet exams and special treatments. And around this same time, HSUS also got in a group of dogs that were neglected from South Korea from the dog meat market. Mm. And so our team was there. We shifted and we started taking care of those animals too. So great flexibility on our volunteers' part to go from one thing to the next. And then we were also in Georgia earlier this spring to help with another domestic violence shelter renovation. And we've been helping in South Carolina, this project called Marlboro Unchained, where we're helping people who are, unfortunately, they've been stuck with their dogs on a chain for various reasons where they could not afford to have them anywhere else but
right.
A chain. And so we've been creating some kennels for them so that they have a safer place, a warmer place, a dog house, a kennel, so that they don't have to be living on a chain.
Outstanding.
And we're going to continue doing that project for a while, working with the community members to really make sure that these projects are what they want too. So very centered on the community and what's going to work for them. And then we're also later this year going to be in Florida on a massive TNR project. We're really focusing our cat trap, neuter, and release projects. And we're really focusing on areas that are prone to natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
So not just helping feral cats, but helping cats that could really be in harm's way if a tornado or hurricane hits. So that's what we're going to be doing in Florida this summer. And there's more planned. So we're looking at doing some work on some reservations also this year. And so stay tuned for that. If you join our organization, you can learn more about it.
That's great. Yeah, I was just going to say, if somebody's listening right now and they'd like to become a Red Rover Responders volunteer, what do they need to do?
Yeah, it's a free online training. It takes about 2 to 3 hours to complete. And then once someone has gone through the online Red Rover Responders training, there's also a FEMA 100 class. It's basically the kind of the basic class that you learn about the incident command system, which is basically a nationwide system to manage natural disasters or any kind of incidents. You have to be 18 years or older, and redrover.org/responders has more information.
Always been a big fan of your Red Rover Readers program and Kind News. What's new there, Nicole?
We are working right now with a partner, the Sacramento Native American Health Clinic, and we're working on a new pilot of an expanded version of our Red Rover Readers program. So the name of it is called Early Ages Gathering to Learn Empathy Through Storytelling, otherwise known as EAGLES. And it's really kind of the first that I've heard of anywhere, where it's a partnership where we are selecting books written by Native authors, and the curriculum is being designed to be Native-centric, meaning that everything is being filtered through a lens of what is going to feel the most culturally relevant to Native youth. And then Native youth, the older Native and Alaskan Native youth, are going to be actually implementing the program. So it's kind of a unique opportunity. We're going to pilot it this year, find the books, which we've already identified 4 or 5 of the books, and the curriculum is being written right now. And once it's done, we're going to test it, see how it goes, get some feedback from the participants, make any changes, and then hopefully launch it on a wider scale. This is a pretty unique unique program that that's never been done before. And we're also partnering with the Front Street Animal Shelter and 4th R, which is an after school program, to really bring the Red River Readers program and the Kind News magazine to after school programs. So that's also a new exciting thing.
Nice. You can find out more about this. Go to redrover.org. Well, Nicole, if our listeners like what they're hearing and they want to make a donation or learn more about Rover, what's the best way to accomplish that?
Yeah, going to redrover.org is the simplest way. Monthly donations are super appreciated. It makes it easy for both the people who want to donate and us, as far as less mail, less paper, and something you just don't have to think about once you get it set up. People can also sponsor a classroom if they are interested in the education side of thing, or they know kids, or they know a teacher, or they don't even need to know a teacher, but they love the idea of sponsoring Kind News magazine into a classroom. People can also learn about that at kindnews.org. So either sponsoring Kind News magazine for a classroom at kindnews.org, or making a monthly gift, becoming a monthly donor at redrover.org.
Fantastic. Well, we're running out of time, but before we go, other than the big day of giving and your anniversary party, anything else you guys up your sleeve, Nicole?
Oh, we have so many things. I think the best way, if someone's really wanting to know, is what else?
Right.
If you go to redrover.org/ways to give, that has all of the opportunities. One of our most favorite programs from some of our donors is the On-Call Angel program, and that allows people to fund specific animals in need. So animal gets hit by a car, it's going to cost whatever amount of money.
We're a zillion give dollars.
Yeah, really. we give out a few hundred dollars as a grant to help them get started. A donor can actually fund that specific grant. So it feels, you know, a very concrete way to donate. And so a lot of our donors really love that.
Outstanding.
You can learn more about that on our website.
Nice. Redrover.org. And that's your website. What's the best way to find you on social media?
If people search for Red Rover ORG, that's our handle on most social media sites, and we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, so definitely find us there.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Nicole Forsyth, President and CEO of Red Rover. Pints and Paws, Red Rover's 35th anniversary benefit, will be at Sackyard Community Tap House Thursday, May 19th. And the big day of giving coming up this Thursday. You can find out details about everything we spoke about this morning, redrover.org, and on Red Rover social media. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Be good to each other, and thanks for listening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.